Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. I'm your host, Crystal McCoy, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with one of our lovely returning guests. She is the aromatherapy consultant and the owner of AromaScent Natural Products. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Cheryl Strickland to the roundtable. Always an esteemed pleasure having you back on the show, Cheryl. How are you feeling today?
Oh, great. How are you?
I'm doing well. How's everything going over there in Canada?
Oh, fine. We've got a hot, sunny day. We're going to have thunderstorms, I think, but it's great. We've got nice, hot summer weather. That's what I like.
Absolutely. Got to enjoy the sun rays while they last.
Correct.
Most definitely. Well, I would love for our listeners and for those that weren't able to tune in before to learn a little bit more about you, Cheryl, and exactly what it is that you do.
Well, what I am is, I call myself, I'm an aromatherapy consultant. I'm a trained aromatherapist. And what I do is, I have my own business making natural soaps and spa beauty products for the body. And what I do is, I get together with a customer, and I see what their needs are, and I try and recommend things that they could buy, or I'll formulate different things that are natural for you. And my soaps are all 100% organic and natural, made from vegetable oils, and they're extremely good for the body. So I'm really, in the last 10 years, I'm very interested in natural healing and things like that, and being eco-friendly, and that's what my products do.
Lovely. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about what originally inspired you to take on this type of unique career path?
Well, for approximately 35 years, I was in a completely different field. I was in a big telecommunications company here in Canada, and in a technical capacity, and I retired early back in 2005. And once I was done with my company, I had always been interested in natural healing. So I thought, what can I do? So I looked around, and I took a year-long course on aromatherapy to be trained and certified in natural healing. And I did that, and then after that, I took a soap-making course because I thought it sounded interesting, and that's where I found what I call my life's passion. I love to make natural soaps, and it just went from there. So I started making originally soaps, and then I also formulate lotions and creams that are very, very easy to do, made from natural vegetable oils, and I use essential oils. And then I made enough products that my family, they were my victims. They got to try them out, and everybody said how much they liked them. So then I started selling at local craft fairs, bazaars, trade shows. And then I went from there, and I began my own company. And now I have an online web store, and I also sell at our local farmer's market.
Very nice.
That's how I got started.
Love that.
One step led to the other.
Most definitely. And I know ever since you did open up back in June of 2008, it has been a small family-owned business. Can you tell us a little bit about how you were able to get your family involved?
Well, I'm the chief, I'd say, product maker.
And
then my mom and my dad would be, and my sister, they all helped in my business. And they were also my product testers. And then I have a large extended family of aunts, uncles, and cousins. So, you know, by giving out, I would give samples of things and just get feedback, and my friends. And if I get something new, that's what I do. I will have people try it out first just to make sure it's body safe. And if it does what I think it's going to do, and if people are enthusiastic about it, then I usually include it into my lineup.
Very nice. And now, how are you able to pretty much let people know about the importance of these earthly friendly organic products? For those that don't know the significance of it, can you actually inform them of why it's so important to switch over to using, if you're not already, natural organic soaps?
Well, that's what I do is I have a physical store once a week in our local farmer's market, so I have a lot of people come in, and the last questions. I have a lot of regular customers, so it's usually face-to-face dialogue, or sometimes people will phone me, and they'll say, well, why are these good for me? So I tell them, and there's really basically four reasons. They're definitely more earth-friendly.
Right.
They're better for your skin.
Right.
Because you're not getting all the chemicals.
Of course.
They're healthier for you. And mine do not contain any synthetic fragrances. So I just use, as I say, I scent with natural plant extracts or essential oils. If I can use fragrance oils if a customer wants it, that's no problem, but usually I don't. Or I'll make quite a range of unscented products, and that's really good for you.
Love that. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about your educational background and your training that persisted before you started the company?
Sure. I have a university degree, a Bachelor of Arts.
Okay.
My major, funnily enough, was French. Of course, I'm in Canada. That's one of our languages. But I never really did much with that. I went into our telephone company, and I stayed with them for 35 years, advancing through the technical field. And then, but I wasn't really satisfied. I was always taking courses on some type of natural healing or herbs. So then once I retired, I just decided to get qualified so I could make a difference in the world and make my own products. And that's what I did. As I mentioned before,
right.
I got the aromatherapy degree and then my soap making course.
Very nice. And then can you tell us some of the benefits of using these natural oils and soaps for those that may not be aware?
Oh, definitely. As I said, they're more earth-friendly because a lot of the things that we use from the big-name companies have a lot of chemicals. So by the time that gets into your ecosystem, you don't know what it's doing. Mine are very fairly simple products. I have, same one of my soaps, I'll use maybe 2 to 3 types of oil, my essential oil, some colorant sometimes, and it's very, very, it's not hard, and since they're natural, it just goes back into the ecosystem. And they're also, they're better for your skin because your skin, it's the largest, as they say, organ on your body, and it absorbs things, but from the time you put something on your skin, within 20 seconds, it's into your bloodstream. And it goes from there through the body, and things are not excreted usually, and it ends up in your major organs, like your liver or kidneys. So if you're getting a lot of chemicals, over the years, you're going to get all these buildups. That's how people become toxic, I think. So mine being a lot simpler, it's easier for the body to excrete them as toxins.
Can you speak a little bit more about the toxins? Because I don't think people are familiar with the fact that, you know, soaps like Dove or St. Ives, things that they carry that yours don't. Can you actually enlighten them in comparison as to why it's much more healthier to use yours?
Oh, yeah, because most of our beauty products contain they can contain up to hundreds of chemicals. And these are known, they can be known irritants. And then a lot of them are bad for your skin, and they can even, some of these things, you know, people are always having allergic reactions, and that's from the chemicals in it, so, I mean, that's not good. So you could use one product, get a breakout, and then you've got to go and use another one full of other, who knows what other chemicals, to try and tame it down. Well, it's just not good for your body, and it just, over time, becomes overloaded. Like, we're talking about things like, they're called parabens, and just things that are synthetic are just not good for your body. And
right.
There are a lot of these things are petroleum-based also, which is not good for the body.
Right.
Definitely not.
Right. And then I know that because it's pretty much instrumental for you with getting different people together to understand, you know, the importance of it and the ingredients. Can you go over a little bit of what you actually include, some of the natural ingredients that are put in some of the most significant bars and some of the most high-selling bars that you sell?
You mean the ones that I make?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Well, I use all natural, as I said, vegetable oils. I use olive oil. The ones that are easily, your body easily assimilates, is olive oil. I use shea butter. I use apricot oil. Avocado oil is very, very moisturizing. See, a lot of these oils have wonderful benefits just from what's in them. And then I combine that with, for a soap, it's called sodium hydroxide, or lye, that gives you the chemical reaction to cause the soap to become soap, which is called saponification. And then to that I'll add my essential oils for scenting, or I'll add some other herbal extracts if I want other benefits to the body. And I might add a little bit of colorant. That's basically how I make my soaps. And then they have to, I put that into a mold, which is lined, big wooden one. It has to cool down for a couple of days to solidify. And then I cut it into bars. And then those soaps have to be put out into the air, and they cure for 4 to 6 weeks. And this gets all the lye out of it before you can, ready for your body and skin safe.
And
then the essential oils that I use, I use them because they are therapeutic and very, very beneficial to the body. So I use them also in my creams and lotions. So
wonderful. And then can you tell us, because I do know that the base ingredient is the high-quality organic olive oil mixed with other organic vegetable oils and aromatic essential oils and natural additives. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about the differences in the soaps that you have? I know you carry a variety of different scents and different ones that you have. Can you just touch on the top-selling ones
and certainly.
The ones you recommend?
I've got different ones. I've got some that are good for your skin, for people who might have very sensitive skin and they want something that's not going to irritate it. I have another line. Like, I have them soaps that are good for dry skin, normal skin, or oily skin. I also have one bar that I use called African Black Soap, which I import.
Oh, wonderful, yeah.
And that is good, actually, for all three kinds of the skin. So you can use it as a body soap and as a shampoo. People like that. And I have another one I call my complexion soap. That's made out of that's a black soap. It's black, but it gives wonderful white lather, and it's really good for the complexion and helps to detoxify things.
Absolutely. And now we're actually coming into having to put in a commercial break right now, but when we come back, Cheryl, I want to make sure our listeners can hear a little bit more about the essential oils and everything that consists of and some of those benefits as well, because you make some wonderful essential oils. So I want them to hear all about that. So we will be right back right after these messages.
Hello all, Carol Davies here. Sometimes we can feel stuck and we aren't sure who to talk to. Who can we talk to that wouldn't judge? A success strategist coach, that's who. Reach out to me through my website, thepassionmotivator.com. That is thepassionmotivator.com. And together, we will renew the passion in your business, relationships, and outlook on life. I'm Carol Davies, your success strategist coach.
Do you or someone you know consider themselves to be a truth seeker? How would you react if you were made aware that the greatest attack made on U.S. soil was not what it seemed to be? How the WTC was really demolished and Anatomy of Mass Murders Expanded are two books written by a PhD in Applied Physics, Caltech, 1978. Let the truth of 9/11 be unveiled right before your eyes. Dr. Crockett Grabe will destroy the myths with these powerful books. Go to sealane.org, S-E-A-L-A-N, as in Nancy, .org, and grab your copies today. Grab your books. You don't have to be a historian to safeguard the truth.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
And welcome back to the Professional Roundtable here at Empire Radio. Your host here, Crystal McCoy. And again, we are midway through with one of our lovely returning guests, the lovely Cheryl Strickland. Ladies and gentlemen, please give her a warm welcome back to the Roundtable. Always an enlightening show with you, Cheryl. How are you feeling so far?
Great. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Doing well. Always good learning about the different importance. Of course, we started off speaking of the soaps and going into details with that. And now I'd like to switch gears and go right over into the essential oils. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about just the prime definition of essential oils?
Well, essential oils are made up of minute molecules that are very easily absorbed. What it is you take, they are made from things that are distilled from all parts of a plant, the leaves, the flowers, the roots, the seeds, and what you get from that are minute molecules of the essence of the plant. So things are very, very concentrated, and the benefits come from all this concentrated oil, and there's different ways that you can apply it. That's why you have to be kind of careful with it, and you have to dilute them because they're so concentrated
right.
that you don't need much of it to get a very beneficial result.
Right. Now, in comparison to other oils that we're familiar with, like I know there's like a baby gel oil out there that people use sometimes after they shower. Can you compare yours and explain why it's a lot better just because it's healthier to use and how you would go about using that, say, after a shower or bath?
You mean like a bath oil?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, I would take a very moisturizing type of oil and either scented or not, but you'd put in lavender would be wonderful. Now, that's very good for the body. It helps you relax. It helps detoxify. Or if you want something in a nice shower oil, I would put in a citrus oil like lemon or orange or even grapefruit because they have wonderful properties to help detoxify the body, and the smell from them just brightens you right up if that's what you want. Usually when one gets a shower like that in the morning, you want something that's going to help you wake up. And I would use the oil with the lavender more at night to relax you so you're ready to go to bed and get a better night's sleep.
Very nice. Can you actually tell us a little bit more about the lavender? I know that's kind of one of your high-selling products that you use, both the soap and the oil. Can you tell us a little bit more about the benefits of it?
Oh, well, lavender, you can use it for just about anything.
Right.
It's good to be used, as they say, topically, you know, to put it on your body. It's good to absorb it by inhalation. By doing that, you put a few drops in a diffuser. Or another good thing is to take a round cotton ball and put a few drops on it, and you can inhale it during the day, and you can put that under your pillow at night to help you sleep. There's just all sorts of things you can do with it.
Wonderful.
I use it, and also you can put it, I make some body balms or salves, and I put that into it, and it helps with healing the body with rashes and even burns.
Mm.
It helps to soothe the skin to take the inflammation away, and it can help speed up healing.
Very nice. And then what about using the oils when you use them in the bath? What's the best way to go about doing that? Because I do know, like you said, they are pretty powerful and strong in making sure they're done.
The essential oils?
Yes.
Well, what I recommend is you can put a few drops in, just
okay.
a few, just a couple of drops, and then you'll have your warm running water, and then swish it around. Or what I like to do is make bath fizzies or bath bombs or bath salts, and I put my essential oils in there. And then they get soaked into the salts, and you put a few handfuls in. And actually, it's a better way to do it, because if you put the other oils in, and you might want to put maybe a little bit of another oil, well, the tub can get kind of greasy and slippery. But this other, especially if you want to lay there and inhale the scent, I love my bath salts. And I make detoxifying ones. I make ones to relax and fun ones for the children with bubbles in, so... There's all sorts of things you can do.
Very nice. And then what about the aromatherapy? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I know. Oh, yeah. Now, aromatherapy, this is where you can inhale things, or as I said, you can put things topically on your body. Some people even, as they say, ingest them or take them into the body, but I don't recommend that. But you're going to get the benefits from them, but you have to be very, very careful, especially if you're going to apply it on your body. This is where you can put them into a lovely massage oil. This is what massage therapists do. They get a lovely oil that soaks very quickly into your body with a few drops of therapeutic blend that they'll do themselves or have someone do. And then they'll rub it all over your body, so that's going to be absorbed, get into your bloodstream, and just help, you know, with a therapeutic effect. It's just wonderful. And again, you can also, as I said, you can smell it, or you can do what I do, put it into body products like your creams and lotions, and depending on what benefit you'd like, you can do a beautiful face cream and put some lovely creams or oils in there to help your skin, like frankincense, myrrh. Lavender is also good for inflammation.
And then what about applying them to the skin, because they are so potent?
Well, when you apply them to the skin, you have to put them into something they're called a carrier oil.
Okay.
Because they dilute them. And to that, you have to be very, because they're so concentrated, they can actually give a reaction to your skin. They can burn your skin, cause rashes, if someone is particularly sensitive. So by extending them by putting them into an oil, then that makes it much safer for your body. There are two that you can put onto your body neat or right from the bottle, which won't hurt, and that's your lavender and tea tree oil. And they're very, but other than that, any aromatherapist would tell you to be very careful and always use a carrier oil or some type of medium to extend them.
Absolutely. And then when it comes to the essential oils and just why they're used, the importance of it, and some of the things that they cover and help men for natural or holistic remedies, can you go over some of those things, such as insomnia, headaches, migraines, joint aches and pains?
Oh, there's all sorts of things. Like take lavender. Some of the benefits for that are it helps with insomnia, headaches and migraines, because it helps you to relax. And also, if you use one, like some of them are good for joint aches and pains, and pain. Now, for that, you need one that's going to attack inflammation. So sometimes peppermint oil is very, very good for pain. There's things for, like cuts, scrapes, and burns. Again, your lavender is good for that, and tea tree oil to help with healing. Mm-hmm. And another thing that they're very, very good for is anxiety, stress, and depression. So what you're going to want to do there is probably an inhalation method. So if you've got stress, you might want a nice bright oil like peppermint or a citrus oil to help, might take your mood up. Or if you want to relax, I would recommend lavender, definitely.
Absolutely. And then is there another either oil that you would recommend or soap that works well with things like anxiety, stress, depression? I know people that are, just struggling with this on the regular and something that they may be looking forward to. What would you suggest for that, Cheryl?
Well, there's all sorts of them. But for, I basically, the citrus oils I recommend quite a bit. Your lavender. Peppermint is very, very good. Any of the mint oils are very mood, like they'll brighten your mood and make you feel much peppier. And it's strange, but some people, you might not expect it, but they'll react to an essential oil differently than it might even be normally recognized as. So it's just sort of, you just have to try things as you go, and no one is the same. So you can't, there's no blanket definition for all of this.
Absolutely. So make sure, I want to make sure everyone knows we are here with the lovely Cheryl Strickland, the aromatherapy consultant and the owner of AromaSense Natural Products. And I want to make sure you all are aware. Make sure you go to the website and look at all the wonderful products that she carries. And that would be located at aromasense.ca. And then Cheryl, for those that may want to contact you for any inquiries or concerns they may have, what's the best way for them to reach you directly?
Well, either by email, which is aromasense@live.com. That's A-R-O-M-A, S for Sam, C-E-N-T-S, like Sam, at live, L-I-V-E.com. Or you can telephone me directly at 519-686-2691.
Very well. And then, Cheryl, before we close out, is there anything coming up that we can know about that we should definitely look forward to? I know you are working on, the last time we spoke, a few lines possibly within makeup. Are you still looking to do anything that with expanding within cosmetics?
Yes, I am. And I'm also, I've just this past week decided to include a new line of, in my bath products. I'm going to be having things that are called shower steamers. Mm. And they're sort of like a mini bath bomb or bath fizzy, but they have products in that you just put in the floor of the bath.
Right.
And as you're in the nice warm shower, all the scent comes out of it, and you inhale it, and you get the benefit that way. That's a new thing. And I'm also making, with my bath bombs, I'm making a smaller, more child-friendly, or even people that don't want a great big one, I'm making mini bath bombs, and they're really, I'm introducing them, and they are, they're flying off the shelf for me.
I love to hear that. Absolutely. Now, for those that may want to, make sure you go to the website so you can see what's currently now in stock for Cheryl. Of course, that's aromascents.ca. And Cheryl, for those that just want to learn a little bit more about ways that they can kind of strive towards the type of success that you've had with owning your own business, what are some words of wisdom that you would like to give our listeners for those that want to follow in your path?
Well, you mean like in a natural healing?
Within natural healing and
well,
just...
following
pursuit in something they're actually passionate and successful about, because I know this is something that's very near and dear to you.
You kind of have to sit and think, what do I like to do? What am I passionate about? What am I interested in? Or what maybe am I talented in?
Right.
And I found I was really interested in natural healing, and I just love learning about it. So what the thing is to get yourself educated, whether by a formal course or do a lot of reading, or you can sometimes even do online courses mm-hmm. through different universities, or I did it through an aromatherapy. I did it physically at a place, but you can also do online learning. And you can, especially in the health field, there's so many things. The next thing I want to do is get more trained in the benefits and uses of herbs, and that's what I'm going to be working on the next couple of years.
Very nice, very nice. Well, we are coming into a close, so I do want to make sure the listeners have all of your direct information. Again, this is the lovely Cheryl Strickland, the aromatherapy consultant and the owner of AromaSense Natural Products. Make sure you check out all of those wonderful, wonderful products at aromasense.ca. And Cheryl, I would love for you to let our listeners know any type of recommendations you would have for any first timers that are coming on that want to know about what they should definitely get. I know lavender is definitely number one. Any other oils or soap that you would recommend?
Oh yeah, ones that are lovely are peppermint. I've just had a client this week gave me a good idea. He wants peppermint in a small inhaler, and what he's going to do is sniff it as an appetite suppressant. And I've heard of that, so I'm preparing that for him.
Very nice.
And other oils are your citruses, your grapefruit, lemon, lime, orange. Those are wonderful, just the smell of them to make you feel a lot brighter, or put them in a diffuser in a room. Those are wonderful oils. I love them.
Very nice, very nice. And for those that are listening, make sure you can find all of these products, again, on the website, aromascents.ca. And Cheryl, as always, it's an esteemed pleasure having you on the show with us. Thank you so much for coming on and enlightening us, as you always do.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it today.
Absolutely. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. We will be right back shortly after these messages.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. Exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or
or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.